time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We begin today's report with some actual good news. It's nice to be able to do that for a change.
This morning, at this hour, in just the past few minutes, we are happy to report that every member of the Wild Boar soccer team and their coach is now out of that cave. It looked impossible for so many days there, John.
Just remember, on Friday, they were concerned about monsoon rains on the way. The forecast looked bleak. They were afraid they'd have to launch this rescue operation before they were even ready. On Friday, they were worried that the oxygen levels inside that cave dropping so quickly that they were running out of time. None of the kids, as far as we know, knew how to swim. They were all getting less healthy and malnutrition by the day. Yet, they were able to pull off what one of our experts told us a moment ago is the Apollo 13 of cave rescues. 12 kids and the coach now out of that cave. They were brought out 4 on Sunday, 4 on Monday, and the 5 remaining today. It is wonderful news.
And now on to the tragedy that is life in the U.S. these days. The first reality show American president named his second pick for the Supreme Court Monday night, proving that elections matter.
It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
Why Kavanaugh? Although he worked for independent counsel Ken Starr's investigation of Bill Clinton in the 90s and became a lead author of the Starr Report, which laid out 11 grounds for Clinton's impeachment, Kavanaugh later wrote in a law review that due to the toll any legal proceeding could take on the White House, he recommended presidents be shielded from civil and criminal litigation until they leave office. Senator Cory Booker discussed this with MSNBC's Rachel Maddow after the nomination was announced Monday night.
He picked the one guy who has specifically written that a president, in fact, should not be the subject of a criminal investigation, which the president is right now. So this seems to be, of all the people, the most self-serving person he could choose in order to protect himself from this criminal investigation.
CNN reported earlier this evening that factor about Judge Kavanaugh, his writings on whether a president can be indicted, about a president's potential susceptibility to obstruction of justice charges, that those writings by Judge Kavanaugh were overtly considered and reviewed by the White House team that was advising the president on making this pick. If that's true, would that itself be a factor for confirmation here? Would that be disqualifying in your mind?
Well, first of all, I have no doubt that this president, who seems to be very concerned about himself, didn't see that as a shining pearl within the picks that he had and the criteria that he looked at. But I've been saying emphatically before this, and now I will be saying with even stronger voice, that we as United States Senate, forget partisanship or what have you, if our respect for the Constitution to avoid a constitutional crisis, we cannot let this confirmation process go forward, especially now that we have someone that has clearly said that they have a strong opinion should any of those issues come before the Supreme Court. We know now that the ideas that you said us are not settled law. Whether the president can pardon himself, whether the president can just dispense with a criminal investigation. A lot of these issues could come right before that justice that now he is 100% certain will have his back.
Since the Republicans killed the filibuster for Supreme Court nominees last year when Neil Gorsuch was nominated, Kavanaugh needs only a simple majority to be confirmed. Democratic and pro-choice groups are gearing up for a fight. Republican Senators Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski are both allegedly pro-choice and say they will need to be convinced that Kavanaugh is not intent on overturning Roe v. Wade. Senator Rand Paul has expressed concerns that Kavanaugh once wrote that the government's metadata communications collection practices are not in violation of the Constitution's Fourth Amendment. Paul disagrees, but he always winds up voting with Trump in the end anyway. Outside groups spending on the confirmation battle has already begun in what will likely be the most expensive Supreme Court confirmation fight in history. With that out of the way, Trump is heading out of the country.
So I have NATO. I have the UK, which is in somewhat turmoil, and I have Putin. Frankly, Putin may be the easiest of them all. Who would think? Who would think?
Before boarding Marine One Tuesday morning, Trump answered a few questions. His response when asked about family separations?
Well, I have a solution. Tell people not to come to our country illegally. That's the solution. Don't come to our country illegally. Come like other people do. Come legally. I'm saying this very simply. We have laws, we have borders. Don't come to our country illegally. It's not a good thing. And as far as ICE is concerned, the people that are fighting ICE, it's a disgrace. These people go into harm's way. There is nobody under greater danger than the people from ICE. What they do to MS-13 and everything else. So we ought to support ICE, not do what the Democrats are doing. Democrats want open borders, and they don't mind crime. We want no crime, and we want borders where borders mean something. I got the
news. And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.